When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals, natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners. countryvetnaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us is Jeffrey Pitts, our lifestyle correspondent, and his ever-present sidekick, Parker Reed, also doing the lifestyle thing this week. They know what to do on account of they is from City View. I'm talking like an East Sider. Did you guys
spend some time on the East Side?
I did. Yeah, I do. I go all the time. Were you guys at the East Side night at the State Fair?
I missed it.
Oh, man, come on.
How was it?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, all the bud you could drink.
Oh, wow.
I didn't make it either. I had to work.
Oh.
I know. It's tough.
Can't you work at the fair?
Yeah, I am.
Can't you just take your microphones and go work wherever?
Exactly. I could do that. You know, speaking of working at the fair.
Yeah.
I saw a guy not long ago who's now in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
but he used to be the steward of the men's bathroom at the cattle barn. And he's kind of the guy that cleaned the place and mm-hmm. made it. Yeah, yeah, just a great guy. He was the most positive, upbeat guy. And I saw him not long ago. This is a true story. And now he's in a motorized wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how old the guy is, and I can't recall his name.
Yeah.
But his attitude is always, way up there. Yeah, huh. Everything's cool. Everything's great.
I didn't know that was a job.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Oh, there's hope.
There's hope.
Yeah. you get tired over there at City View, you can
options.
Do, yeah, there are options available. All right. Yeah. This is the closing week of the fair.
Did already?
You know that? Yeah.
Closing weekend.
The mummies are coming.
Didn't it just start?
No.
Yeah, but the mummies don't start till Sunday.
Sunday, here come the mummies.
Will
Jeff.
There be mummies at the fair?
There will be mummies at the fair and some daddies as
what
well.
What will they be wrapped in?
They will be wrapped in mummy bandages.
What is a mummy bandage?
Well, it's like gauze or something like that.
Is it different than gauze?
No, it's like, yeah, it comes from Egypt. It's Egyptian cotton is what it is, yeah.
Ooh, ooh, doesn't sound so bad.
See, yeah. 300 whatever thread Egyptian cotton that here come the mummies wear on their mummified bodies. I know. Don't think too hard. It's all right, but that's Sunday.
Sunday. Mummies.
All right. What else?
Okay. What else we got, Parker? Let's actually, while we're on that topic, let's just talk about the Iowa State Fair still going on through the
yeah,
weekend.
Right.
If you haven't made it, still got grandstand acts like Sugarland on Friday, Peter mm-hmm. Cetera on Saturday.
Peter Cetera?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Florida Georgia Line on Sunday.
Howdy.
And if you haven't seen, they actually announced a grandstand act.
I saw that.
For 2019 in Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh.
Another.
Julio's? Is that Julio's son?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
And they also named the official People's Choice Best New Food, and it is the apple egg rolls.
Really? So Appalicious won out this year.
Appalicious won it out. Those are $5 located near the Varied Industries building. People's Choice Best New Food, apple egg rolls.
Apple egg rolls.
I'm going tomorrow, so maybe I'll check it out.
Good.
It's only $5. So.
$5.
Besides that, we also got 515 Alive Music Festival Friday, Saturday at Waterworks Park.
Oh, so hey. If you're not going to the fair, you can do the 515 Alive.
Uh-huh. And this one's actually kind of a big deal. This is the 16th iteration of 515 Alive. And
I like that word, iteration.
Me too.
Yeah.
And it is Des Moines hip-hop and electronic music festival.
Get out.
And they are actually upgraded pretty significantly this year. There are now 5 total stages.
Wow.
This is the biggest lineup that they've had in their 16-year history. And what do they say? They have upgraded the stage to a bigger and better main stage, which will feature, in their own words, an insane light show, massive sound system, and new stage design.
Insane light show.
Insane light show. Is there any other kind?
No, of course not.
Absolutely not.
So this is the 515 Alive.
You going to be there, Parker?
I'm not, but I'm actually really interested to go just because this will be the biggest music event in Iowa this entire summer. Just in terms of scope and of the production. Like I said, five stages in Waterworks Park. That's more than 8035 or Hinterland. So,
yeesh.
Bigger than fair?
Well, it's different.
Yeah, so I guess not in terms of a single show, but in terms of a production, I think this will be the biggest production that you'll see this summer.
All right. 515 Alive this weekend.
515 Alive. Where'd they come up with the name?
Oh, it's this area code thing, I bet.
People love the 515 area
code. They do. Have you ever been to 515 Brewery?
No.
No, it's just across the border from the village of Windsor Heights in Clive on University Avenue. I have friends that own that, and they continue to expand that. It's quite the place. Yeah. It's all right. Don't
think. 515. All right, let's see here. Des Moines Restaurant 2018. Dine at Greater Des Moines' top restaurants for just $20
Restaurant Week
for two lunches or one three-course dinner.
Yeah, this is a big deal. We just had Chris Maggard from DSM Magazine on talking about this. And this is, I think it's 16th year or something, like 11th, maybe 11th, I can't recall, but it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And so many restaurants take part in this, and they have to almost apply. And yeah, it's $28 for a dinner. And
is that for the entire, or is that for one night at a time?
Night at a time.
Okay.
At each restaurant.
Correct.
Which would you rather have, two lunches or one three-course dinner?
I'd say three-course dinner.
Yeah, I think so.
I'd take two lunches.
Yeah, of course you would. Well, because you and your bride, and you could take Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she could go and cry, and you guys could eat in relative discomfort.
You make it sound so good. Parker, when are you having kids?
Oh.
Yeah, well, Parker is now living through your joy.
I'm living vicariously through you.
Yes, so probably 30 years. By the time Emma is a physician.
I'll ask her if she was raised well, and then I'll ask you tips.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. What else we got, Parker?
We talked about the state fair, and this weekend we have the modern dance concert at Grandview Viking Theater. And this seems, if you're into the performing arts, this seems interesting because it's four professional dance companies each coming together for one show at Grandview Viking Theater. Each group has presented their work across the United States and are coming together for a collaborative night of dance. These groups have been based in Des Moines, Ames, San Francisco, Philadelphia, New York City, among others.
How'd you run across this?
Catch Des Moines.
What is modern dance?
Modern dance? I don't know. I guess it'd be a little more avant-garde.
French.
What is avant-garde?
It's experimental. It's French dancing. Like, different,
what's the matter
I
with
guess.
You?
Yeah.
Would you ever do modern dance?
I do it frequently.
Really?
Yeah, in the car. When I'm playing the tunes on the way over here.
I think it's artsy-fartsy kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does sound neat. When was the last time have you guys ever tried to break dance?
I did in elementary school. I think I could do the leg under your body sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I liked to do that, and I was a energetic third grader.
I know a guy that teaches breakdance.
Really?
Yeah. That's what he does. He teaches breakdance.
To you?
Not to me. No, to people that are much more limber.
You ever do the moonwalk?
No.
Never even tried it?
No. No.
Should.
Have you?
Are you acting like you're great at it?
Well,
could we post
it? Guys will never know.
Could we post the video? That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right, so we're avant-garding.
Yes. All right. Let's see. How about this? What's this Twist Improv show, Parker?
You know how we feel about improv comedy.
Yes.
We love it.
Uh-huh.
We talk about it all the time. The Twist Improv comedy, Java Joe's Saturday Night. Twist is basically what it sounds like. They're taking traditional games that you would see on Whose Line Is It Anyway, putting their own twist on it, if you may.
And it's at Java Joe's, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and there's the host, and only the host knows about the twist, so you are the comedians are kind of learning along with you.
Got it.
What it's about.
What do you know about the twist, Michael?
Chubby Checker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know Chubby?
I do.
Really?
His real name is Ernest Evans, by the way.
And he should have stuck with that.
Yeah, he was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Just now?
This year. Yeah. It's incredible. I have been petitioning, if you will, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for years and saying, hey, come on, what about the Chub?
So he
finally made it.
Have you ever gotten boycotted with the sign?
No, I never got there, but, Chubby's a
he
good
doesn't
guy.
Use the signs. He just stands outside the door and does the twist.
That's it. He's a very successful businessman, by the way, Chubby.
Really?
Yeah, he owns a company called The Last Twist.
Makes sense.
It's based out of Philadelphia. And it's a food company.
Was he the first twist? Did he invent the twist? Or did he just kind of catch on?
No, he did. He was the inventor. As a matter of fact, if you ask him the question, you say, hey, what's so special about the twist?
Yeah.
He will tell you it changed the way Americans danced. Because up until that time, he says, mostly they held hands or were they close to each other, but the twist allowed them to separate.
Separation, huh?
Anyway.
Space between. Yep. How's his moonwalk?
Yeah, not very good.
I do like seeing those videos of the twist on TV, and it's just the one guy doing the dance.
All right.
It was pretty edgy.
It was pretty wild. As a matter of fact, you can still see the twist being done this weekend.
Where?
Probably at the Bud Tent. Or the Depot.
Or at the Here Comes the Mummies.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't think so.
No?
That's a lot more funk.
Oh,
Here Comes
the
Mummies, yeah.
Will this be Michael Levy's iteration of the
I like that
twist?
No. But I just prophesy the fact that there will be twisting at either the Depot or the Bud Tent yet this week.
Speaking from experience.
I've seen it.
You know what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Nature Hike.
What?
Nature Hike, if you're feeling a little more, a little
organic.
More active, a little more organic, a little more laid back.
No insane light show.
No insane light show. No intense speakers or whatever. Basically, at Brown's Woods, explore an Iowa woodland with a naturalist and learn what makes the woodland unique. Kind of a calm, guided hike.
Got it.
Through Brown's Woods.
And it's a naturalist, not a naturalist.
What's the difference?
Well, there's a naturalist that wears clothes and a naturalist that is sans clothing.
I think clothes will be
not
optional.
Required.
Required,
yes.
Yeah. No registration required.
And when is this again?
That is Saturday.
All right.
Even more calm, bunny yoga.
Have you ever been really tense at yoga, Michael?
No.
You ever been in yoga and you say, God, why can't this be a little more joyous?
A little joyful, yeah.
Well, at Mainframe Studios, yoga and bunnies are meeting. Participate in a session of yoga with adoptable bunnies hopping around you. We promise that everyone will have a chance to interact with them as they hop from mat to mat.
Don't eat that. It's not chocolate.
Bunnies and yoga. That's like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, right. Bunnies and yoga. Peanut
Match
butter
made
jelly.
In heaven.
Wow. At Mainframe, when is this?
That is Sunday.
Sunday. Nice.
Same day as the Mummies.
Yeah, same day as the Mummies. Uh-huh. I've got one on Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Check
what
it
you
out.
Got? Views Forward Urban Market. What's this?
The Urban
also
Market.
Also at Grandview. Wow.
Yeah.
Twice on the list.
Terry Wells has put this thing together, and they have music, and it's like a market, the stuff, and I can't read it because my eyesight is really bad, but you can check out who's playing. They've got the bands for this weekend. So
DeMonte Phillips,
yes. DeMonte Phillips, as a matter of fact, I was just talking with Terry about this. This happens at Grandview on Sundays, 1 to 3, I think it is. Is that right? Or 3
4 to 7.
I'm sorry. What?
4 to 7.
4 to 7. That's when DeMonte's there.
Yep.
Yeah. But I think the thing runs from 3 until 8 o'clock
That's
at
right.
night.
Yep.
And this goes on through October.
Yeah, through October 28th, end October.
Yeah, so this is at Grandview. They have food and fun and music, and it's a great time. Go see Terry Wells. You'll be able to tell who Terry is. He's an older gentleman with a ponytail.
Hmm.
walking around with bib overalls.
You know, Grandview has come a long way lately. I haven't been on campus, but the campus has kind of exploded in the last, yeah. I don't know, 5 years or so.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's
music while you shop. Sounds like something.
There you go.
Everyone likes tunes.
Tunes, that's Sunday. What else have we got?
Cool. Now we're moving into next week. I wanted to highlight two shows, both Monday night, both for $15. Both kind of different, but these are both bands that I'm a big fan of, so I just wanted to talk about them. The first one is a band called Hop Along, playing at Woolies.
Oh, this goes with the bunny thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're called Hop Along, and they are 8035 veterans. They played in 2017, and they'll be playing in support of their third album, Bark Your Head Off Dog, which was widely acclaimed, and Pitchfork called it a warm and spacious album filled with rich stories rendered beautifully in the abstract. Pretty cool stuff. And their vocalist is very unique. She
canine?
No, she
bunnies. Come on.
She has a very unique voice, so if you're interested in sort of a critically acclaimed sort of indie rock, check it out. $15 at Woolies.
Woolies.
Uh-huh. And then across town at the Vaudeville Muse, we have the band Twerp.
Twerp?
T-W-R-P.
No vowels.
Oh.
Tetra, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And it's an acronym for Tupperware Remix Party.
What?
Uh-huh. And so I came across it, and one of my friends begged me to go to one of their shows in Iowa City, and I said, this sounds ridiculous. And this is probably going to be the most absurd funk show you'll ever see in your life. And this is how they describe themselves. Twerp is an elite squad of rock stars from the future, originally crash landing in Halifax, Nova Scotia. They are currently based in Toronto on a mission to spread fun and eliminate boredom across the universe. Current stop, Earth. Current continent, North America.
All right.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty big stuff.
Yeah,
huh?
And so they're also kind of like, here come the mummy.
Sounds like Space Force.
Uh-huh. And they have ridiculous costumes and
Space Force.
Heard music, so.
This is what President Trump's been after, right? And he's got a feud with Canada. And then he brings Space Force, these guys that come here from New Brunswick, for crying out loud. What's going on?
Nova Scotia, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
That should also be an insane light show.
Especially when they take off, go home. Flying saucers and everything. Wow.
It's going to be a crazy week in the Metro.
It is. Just nuts, isn't it?
Art in the Library is also available. Benjamin Gardner is on display weekdays at the State Capitol. His latest series of abstract paintings explores philosophical questions about human existence.
Oh.
Both as individuals and more broadly as civilizations. In addition to his studio work, Gardner also teaches art and design at Drake University.
There you go.
How's your guys' art portfolio?
Not bad. I flunked in kindergarten. I flunked paper cutting.
Doesn't surprise me.
I didn't know you could flunk in kindergarten.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Mrs. Grandholm was my teacher.
Oh, okay.
She says,
that old battle axe?
Yeah, battle axe. Yeah, she says, why? You can't. And I couldn't color in the lines either.
Ooh.
You know? So that was like, I it was two strikes. I couldn't cut paper straight, and I could not color in the lines. So I was like persona non grata. That's the way it goes, you know?
Wow.
That's pretty abstract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's this last one, Parker?
Okay. And you know how Iowans feel about John Deere.
How do they feel?
Positive overall. And so at the State Historical Museum, they are celebrating 100 years of John Deere tractors. The blacksmith John Deere was literally on the cutting edge of technology when he invented the first commercially successful cast steel plow in 1837. But even he could not have foreseen how his company would change the world.
Change the world.
A century after Deere & Company produced its first tractor in 1918, a new exhibit at the State Historical Museum of Iowa digs into a century of agricultural innovation in the state where tractors were invented.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Have you ever seen those old tractors without – they had no rubber tires. They were just steel with cleats on them.
Hmm. I didn't know he was a blacksmith.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You knew that. I didn't know we invented tractors either.
Well, I'm not sure we invented tractors.
Okay.
But I think the first I may be wrong, but I do know you're absolutely right. The plow with the that was a big deal. And commercially and was made out of metal.
Century of John Deere tractors down at the State Historical Museum.
There you go.
John Deere did a neat moonwalk.
Probably, yeah. With bunnies. Of course. Bunny yoga, ladies and gentlemen. That's the hit parade this week. All right, gentlemen, thanks so much.
It's a wrap.
That's what's going on with City View. I don't kind of know what to do.
Always.
With us, Parker Reed and Jeffrey Pitts from City View. Chap Ramsey is our engineer, the sales and marketing guy, and he better get busy sales and marketing this thing.
Yes.
And we're starving. So Aaron Libby is the sales and marketing guy. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, conducted, and created exclusively for the Business News Hour. That was James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. Do you need some original music for your project? Get in touch with us. We will hook you up with James. For all those folks and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man.